I know plenty of you disagree with all this. Plenty of you feel like, repeal and replace. We'll report on what's happening. And we are delighted to have joining us on the phone line the senior senator from the great state of Illinois, Dick Durbin, joining us, who's going to be part of that as well. Senator, welcome back. Nice to have you with us.
I'm glad to join you today. I'm sitting out here at SEIU headquarters on the south side, and we anticipated 300 people. I'm afraid it's going to be several thousand before it's over.
Yeah.
We're just inundated with the public interest in the Affordable Care Act and the obvious change that's coming to Washington.
Yeah, I'm watching the video of it right now, the live feed of it on social media, and it's amazing. It's, what are they giving away, Hamilton tickets out there? People?
Well, you would think so, wouldn't you? But, you have to understand, for many people in this country, certainly in our state and the city of Chicago, the period since the election has been one of great soul-searching and great emotion as people wonder, how this happened and what it's going to mean to the most vulnerable people in America. And I'm seeing now a reaction, a positive reaction of people saying, we have to get organized. That's our responsibility under our constitutional form of government. Peaceful, nonviolent, constitutional, civilized efforts that move us toward a different outcome in the next election and create within this administration a voice, a presence, a pressure, if you will, not to go too far the wrong way by our values.
Do you not feel like this is going to happen anyway? It just seems like with the numbers of Republicans in the House and Senate now that they can pretty much do whatever they want to do. And is there really anything, any kinds of protest or anything that can turn this around?
Things are changing. In just the last 2 weeks, things are changing. This was the first initial effort by the Republican Congress this year to repeal Obamacare. They have tried over 60 times in the House of Representatives before now, and many times in the Senate, over and over and over. But something interesting happened. As they talked about repealing it, voices we hadn't heard from in a long time started to speak up. The Illinois Hospital Association said, wait a minute, we're going to lose, we estimate, 95,000 jobs in Illinois of healthcare professionals. We're going to see hospitals in the city as well as downstate losing 40% of their revenue as we eliminate Medicaid coverage for people. Now others have spoken up and said, what about that protection on pre-existing condition? I just had a young woman come up to me here and say, my husband, battled leukemia. What are we going to do if we're thrown back into the marketplace that we used to live in, which either wouldn't give me insurance or insurance I couldn't afford? So now, as these hard questions are being asked, a half a dozen conservative Republican senators have come out and said, don't just repeal, repeal and replace at the same time. That, to me, is the only responsible thing to do. And I think if they try, they're going to find it's very difficult to replace this with anything that even measures up.
Senator, do you feel there are certain parts of the Affordable Care Act as it exists now that are not negotiable for change, that are so vital they are absolutely not negotiable in any way?
Well, I will tell you there's some that are so key to having decent health insurance that if you waive them, sure, you can get a cheaper policy. It just won't be there when you need it. There was a time when you went out to buy your health insurance, and if you had a pre-existing condition called being a woman, you were going to pay a higher premium. We got rid of that. We also, as I talked earlier about pre-existing condition, lifetime limits on health insurance coverage, that can be destroyed in one trip to the doctor or one accident in your car. Whether or not we are going to make sure that senior citizens on Medicare have coverage, full coverage, year-long coverage for their prescription drugs. Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is saving the average senior in Illinois $1,000 a year on prescription drug costs. So when you start putting all these on the table, can you keep your child under your health insurance plan till that child reaches the age of 26 and finally has a good job? All these things, put them on the table and say, which one's really not that important? Well, for 90,000 families in Illinois, being able to put your son or daughter under your own health insurance plan, your family plan, until they reach age 26 is good news. And those of us who've had a daughter graduate from college who didn't have health insurance, think back on those days and think that was a bad thing. We don't want to go back to that.
Do you feel like there are points, though, that could use a little refining? There have been some points that pretty universally everybody has felt, you know, we could have done a couple of things better. So you agree that while we're looking at things right now, that there are some ways maybe to make this better?
Yes, definitely. I got to say it jokingly, the only perfect law was brought down the side of a mountain by Senator Moses on clay tablets. Everything else that we do can take some handiwork, some improvement. But when you look at it from the right and from the left, I think there are ways that we can find common ground. We do need to find a way to move toward affordability on this. And I would just add, and this suggestion comes from the left, and I certainly support it, the idea of creating a program like Medicare, not-for-profit program separate from Medicare for seniors, but a program like Medicare, universal Medicare, and allow people, if they wish, on the insurance exchange to sign up for that as an option. You know, that would mean that you have a not-for-profit entity which has an option available in every community in America. I happen to think that is something we ought to consider. I think it. I would have voted for it in the first round. We just didn't have the support.
Senator, what do you think will be happening this week as you continue to grill the nominees for President-elect Trump's cabinet? Your voice was loud and clear with Senator Jeff Sessions saying that there's not one spit of evidence that he would treat issues reasonably and fairly. What do you think is going to happen this week?
Senator Sessions is kind of an anomaly here. I mean, he's been around the Senate 20 years. We can all give the speeches, and he can give ours, so we know one another pretty well. Thank goodness he didn't arrive in my office and say, meet the new Jeff Sessions. I wouldn't have believed it. He didn't try it. So he's kind of where he's always been, and it troubles me on Voting Rights Act, on dealing with Dreamers under immigration, on criminal justice reform. I know where Jeff's been, and he didn't change his stripes when he came to see me. But interestingly enough, in other places, Rex Tillerson, who is up for Secretary of State, they started talking about Russia in terms that don't sound a bit like Donald Trump, and tells me that they see it differently, and they're not going to get caught up in his rhetoric when it comes to testimony under oath.
Do you think that these two will ultimately sail through to confirmation?
At this moment, it takes three Republicans to vote against someone in the Senate and all the Democrats to vote against as well. And at this moment, I couldn't identify three Republicans who will vote against Sessions. And we'll see if all the Democrats stand against him. I just don't know at this point. When it comes to Tillerson, it's interesting. It's a Senate Foreign Relations Committee, grilling of the former head of Exxon, and one of the persons leading this was Marco Rubio, little Marco Rubio, remember?
Yeah.
He has a lot of questions, tough questions for Tillerson about Putin and Russia. And we think, you know, Rand Paul is also on that committee. So it's reaching critical mass if another Republican decides not to support it, if all the Democrats go that direction as well.
It's going to be really interesting next week or so. You're going to be at the White House tomorrow with the Cubs?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am. Getting up early in the morning, looking forward to it. And I was glad that President Obama gets the honor of honoring them for this amazing season of victory.
Senator, I appreciate you taking some time just before you join the march, the Save Healthcare rallies that are going on all over the country today. This one going on in South Halsted Street. Appreciate you taking some time, as always, to join us. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dean. Glad to be with you.
It is Illinois Senator Dick Durbin joining us this morning here on WGN.